Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm your man with a plan, Brandon Anthony Clark, joined by Ryan Stone, the Prosperity Professor. And you are now listening to Money Talk Live Uncut on NSF Radio. And today we got a special guest, me and Ryan.
Anybody can call in as well, yeah. And I hope people do. But let's get it started.
Let's definitely get it started.
And good morning, everybody. We're coming on the air with breaking news. This is the New York.
I'm still figuring these radio stuff out. Anyways, I want to start off today with a question. What you wanted to be when you grew up?
How did I know?
Yeah.
I watched a lot of TV. I grew up in a small town, man. And only thing there really was to do was go outside and play or watch TV. And I like playing football, basketball, baseball, all those, you know, things that kids play. I don't know if they play those types of things anymore, you know. But back in my day, you know, we used to go outside and play. And I wanted to be a pro football player. That's what I wanted to be. I saw the possibilities of making a lot of money, but by doing something that I liked doing, something that was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's what I wanted to be when I grew up, was a professional football player.
Now we've talked a couple times about mm-hmm. why, you know, you're not playing football now, but how old are you now? Mm-hmm. 35?
Man, I just turned 34.
34. Okay, and so yeah. Now at 34, you know, as a child, mm-hmm. it said you want to make some money and have fun. And now at 34, you're not playing football, but are you making mm-hmm. money and having fun?
I am.
Let me ask you this. It sounds like you're doing a little bit, at least a piece of what you had envisioned for yourself, a lifestyle of, you know, a particular standard of luxury. And also a lifestyle in entertainment in some way or another, right?
Yeah.
And now you're here.
Yeah, I was really just wanting to be comfortable.
Okay. Are you there yet?
I ain't there yet, but I can see it. You know what I'm saying? This is my life now. I wake up and I think, let me use this metaphor or simile or hyperbole, whatever it is. You know what I'm getting at. I'm not an English major. Do you remember going on field trips when you were like elementary school?
Absolutely.
Or maybe like a vacation or something like that, and you were just really, really excited and you couldn't wait until the actual day came. It was almost like you was counting down the days to the field trip or whatever it was that you wanted to do.
Yeah, totally. Right? The anxiety of going there.
Exactly. So that's where I'm at in my life right now. That's where I'm at in my life right now. Like, I ain't arrived, but I see it. And now I just know that it's only a matter of time. And I'm not saying it's this year. I'm not saying it's next year. I'm not even saying it's within the next 3 years. But it's there, is what I'm saying. And so it's going to take patience, you know. How about you, man?
Well, man, I've been in and out and all over as far as just jobs. What I wanted to do as a kid, mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. I loved animals. I liked helping people. Mm-hmm. I liked people. I like interacting with people. And now all I do is interact with people. And it's very similar. But I think what I was trying to get to today is something that I've noticed in talking to business owners every single day, mm-hmm. and talking to different families and individuals every single day. And everybody's on a different spectrum of their own financial journey. And what I'm learning and seeing more and more is the people that are more successful, and this has nothing to do with level of income, but the people that just sound more successful are the people doing things that they themselves pursued, but upon their choices and their endeavors and what they wanted deep inside, rather than just other people like, I'm working this job. And I'll repeat this, no disrespect to anybody that's working a job because that's what they need to do at that moment to pay their bills. I worked all kinds of different salary jobs.
Yeah.
And it is, yeah, it does seem difficult to go out on your own sometime. But I'm sitting here on the process of hopping the fence to that greener pasture on the other side. And I talk to people every day that I've done it too. And I have to believe more and more that I would rather invest in myself, both in time and effort, than anybody else's vision.
Right.
And what I'm finding is the biggest visions are ones that can encompass and help others. You know, whether it's just commodity companies that are offering things in a way that helps others, or it's a service business that is truly out there to help others. Or it could be a logistical company that's in its best interest, has its customers at the forefront, like Amazon. Jeff Bezos is quoted over and over again to talk about how important customer experience is.
Yeah, man. You know what? It's real. I like what you're saying there with service and doing something that you want. Because I know that a lot of the best paying jobs and the best business, most successful businesses are service-based businesses.
Right.
You know, no matter if it's a product, you know, everybody has products, but it's the service that sets you apart. You know, the service is what gives you the ability to charge a certain premium for your service because it's just that good. And I don't know about you, man, but tell me this. You know, since I've been doing what in this field and in this industry, I want to be the best server, like give the best service, like out of anybody. You know, like when I sit down with a client, I want to give like literally the best service to where they be like, you know what, even if they don't choose to go with me, they would literally have to talk to about 100 other people just to find somebody else like me.
Or at the very least, they leave the conversation with something to use that didn't cost them
something to use.
Exactly. I always try and give someone something. Absolutely.
Yeah, man, that's what it's about. And it ain't even, it might sound selfish to say, it's more about me. Because I want to give that much service, you know, because it makes me feel good knowing that I was able to provide a certain level of expertise to someone. It just does something for your confidence. How about you, man? Do you ever feel like that when you helping somebody out with, it don't necessarily got to be with what your career is right now, but just in anything?
Oh, no, I mean, no doubt. But I think what's different and important to note here is that because our approach to financial planning is significantly different than the norm, it acts as kind of a filter. And it's kind of like the red pill, blue pill in the Matrix. And if some people can agree to take the pill, they might be benefited because we can get them outside of that Matrix. But, you know, that's a good point. It really comes down to who wants to be helped and in what capacity.
Yeah.
And so you meet people where they are. That's kind of like a that's kind of like a condition of a good coach. Is that a good coach only pushes you to the level that's right above where you're at. Right? And a good coach, you know, he doesn't compete. A good golf coach, for instance, won't peg, you know, a new beginner to Tiger Woods. He'll just try and step up the bar from the basics up to the next level, to the next level. And same with teachers. Every time a kid understands a certain degree of concept, you give it to them a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Same with the clients that we face every day. Some clients are ready to rock and roll. They're ready to establish their own personal banks. They are ready to fully fund it, and they're off to the races. And other people just need to fix their credit and get some decent income going. And I think our job as financial professionals to get people out of this matrix, be able to help them no matter where they are in that spectrum without expecting something in return every single time.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Because we know there's no such thing as providing a free service that you won't be paid for. And what I mean by when I say that is it's okay with giving stuff away for free. There's absolutely nothing wrong with giving stuff away for free. Because you basically are going to reap what you sow. If you put out good, you're going to get good. You know what I mean? It's real simple, like life and the laws of the universe or whatever laws you want to call them. It's real, real simple. And I feel like we all got to put out as much good as we can to help other people so that we can help ourselves.
That's the easiest way. That's the easiest way. And so that was the title of the show. If you're on NSF Fatherhood Radio, what is the easiest way to wealth? And no, we're not talking about another get-rich-quick scheme, but the easiest way to wealth, but the way to wealth with the least resistance is the one that you find self-satisfying, the one that you find enjoyable. That old adage, if you enjoy what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life, right?
Yeah.
And so what's the easiest way to wealth? Doing what you enjoy. And I talk to so many people that are in just dead-end jobs, but they have incredible skills, and they're just they either don't know how to monetize those skills, or they don't know how to spread the information that they have those skills. They don't know how to spread the offer. Or lastly, and the worst of all, they don't believe in themselves enough to actually achieve it. They don't think they're good enough, or they don't think that their niche is unique enough, or they don't, they think that their business is too saturated to even try. And so they don't. And that's the biggest crime, man. That's the slowest way to prosperity.
You mean slowest way as far as working like a job?
So let me put it this way, back to what you said. You remember how those vacations, right? You're anxious about going on a vacation. Which is faster? The trip, let's say it's a road trip and there's no traffic either way. Which way seems faster, going there or coming home?
Coming home.
Of course. Why?
Because there's no anticipation.
That's
You're not, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. That weight and that weight of anticipation from a financial standpoint is a negative arbitrage. It's an effort. It's an energy that you have to work against. And so when I'm saying the easiest way to wealth, the way to wealth with the least amount of resistance is the one that you enjoy doing the most. It doesn't feel like work because it's your purpose. There is no weight of anticipation. There is no weight of, oh, I hate my job. I hate that boss. I hate that it's Monday. I got to get into traffic. I got to go to these frickin' meetings, these TPS reports, right? All that anticipation is a tough way to wealth. Whereas working in a business that we do where it's extra hours, making videos, teaching people how to get control of their wealth, working extra hours to make sure an application is full tight, to make sure a person has guaranteed income for the rest of their lives, no matter what. That enriches me on an existential level to the point where when I have free time, I gave up my Netflix subscription. When I have free time, I watch YouTube videos of life insurance guys.
That's what I watch.
I watch YouTube for fun. I love learning about what I do. And so is it a length of time? That's why I said it's the easiest way to wealth. But because it's so easy, you'll never want to quit. You never want to quit.
Never want to stop because of the process is fun. Well, not all of it's fun. Let me.
Of course. It's not all of it.
You know what I'm saying? Just even getting where we got here, man. If you would have told me 4 years ago that this is what we would be doing.
Yeah, right.
We didn't even know each other 4 years ago.
I had no clue. I was going to be a teacher forever. It's like my mom. I was going to be a teacher.
Yeah. And I had no idea what I wanted to do. I thought it was real estate, which I'm involved in now. But I thought that was the key for me was wealth. Well, I don't know, man. I always saw myself being like an investor or a businessman.
Well, that's what we're going to be.
I saw that. Yeah. Well, that's what we are.
Yeah. Now. I know. It's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? It's crazy. And it is. But 4 years ago, you couldn't have told me that this is what we'd be doing right now, today.
No way.
So I could only imagine 4 years from now, what's it going to look like?
No, you can't.
Oh, my God, bro. It's going to be so much fun.
But that's it, man.
It's going to be so much fun.
And so that's what my favorite thing to do right now when I sit down with people, and this is the first thing I always ask anybody is, what do you want to talk about? And it's not so much of just a coaching standpoint, but I think people's life goals and people's finances are almost always directly aligned. We can't go on that trip.
Yeah.
We can't get that car. We can't do that house. We can't make that move, see our family, take time off because because there's a price tag involved.
Right.
Right.
There's always, it always comes back to money. And what I want for people to, the idea or the concept of money, it has absolutely nothing to do with green papers or digits in a bank account. It is a, money is value. That's what everybody is seeking, the most value that they can get out of everything in their life, out of their home, out of their car, out of their relationships with their kids.
Oh, that's so good.
They want to have the best value out of it, right? And so how do you grow wealth? It's easy. Well, it's simple. It ain't easy. It's to become more valuable.
Provide value.
Provide value.
That's right.
How do you make more money? Provide more value.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that is literally it. And so how do you do that?
Well, take
you got to go to work.
Take that. Look, let's take that. Well, go to work, right? Let's take that to the life insurance business. Because I see so many life insurance agents struggling because they're trying to come at life insurance sales like the typical route. Hey, how much death benefit do you want? Here's the cheapest you can get. It's a need-based buy, and nobody wants to buy things they need.
Yeah.
But then you – so, and you went that route. You were a final expense agent who was, you know, selling – bottom of the kind of tree policies, the people that just needed it but could barely afford it, right?
Yeah.
And so now compare that income to whether or not your expenses have increased, but compare that income to the income you're making now, where instead of it's a need problem, now it's, that's going to solve a much bigger issue. What are you doing now? You're establishing personal family banks for people. Giving people leverage over their entire finances and dollars, purchasing power of their dollars forever. Compare those two income. Was it proportionate?
Exactly. I didn't hear that last piece. Can you just repeat that?
Between those two incomes, was there a proportionate difference?
Huge. And it's a lot easier position, the way you position it, right? And I think you can really apply this to any business. It doesn't even necessarily have to be life insurance. I think sales is the number one job in the entire world. Salesmen, that's the highest paid profession is sales. Because the more you sell, obviously the more money you make. And you could also kind of just write your own income if you work for a company that needs salesmen, because every company needs good salesmen. You know, and I used to think it was a it's funny, when I first got into the business or entrepreneurship, man, I hated sales. I did not want to be a sales or associated with sales. And it's because of the lower level thinking of the average salesperson. Right? So your average salesperson is going to – you remember the Jordan Belfort, sell me his
pants. I was just about to say that. So Jordan Belfort –
see, we're on the same wavelength.
You're talking about this touches into two different thoughts of sales ideologies. One, and they can be categorized or differentiated by two different people, Jordan Belfort and Grant Cardone. They have two totally different sales styles, and they've argued about this a lot. Because Jordan Belfort believes, as does one of my favorite life insurance salesmen, Tom Love, Jordan Belfort believes that you should only try to sell to people who believe what you believe.
Exactly. I believe the same thing.
Grant Cardone believes you should shove it down everybody's throat and close, 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 close. And they've had extensive arguments about that. Grant Cardone's like, you got a 10X, man. You got to shove it into every, you got to do every. And they will both knock on every door in the neighborhood. But the difference between them is that when Jordan hears no the first time, he doesn't waste any time and he moves on. Whereas Grant will stand there for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes trying to get it. That's where their difference has been. And I think it's that initial group that's sleazy that you were talking about, And it's
yeah.
the latter group of service
yeah.
where you're making a connection,
yeah.
providing value that
oh, yeah.
is more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one is convincing, because that's actually sales. You got to convince somebody. I ain't got time to convince somebody nothing.
No.
You know how hard it is to try to change somebody's mind?
I'm not changing anybody's mind.
That's like trying to convince a Republican to be Democrat and a Democrat to be Republican.
That's
you know how much time you're going to waste?
And yet that's 90% of the Facebook comments now.
But that's 90%. Yeah, yeah. And that's what the average salesperson does. I feel like we're teaching a sales training course right now, which is not – it's actually we should, because that's if you want to increase your income, you should definitely learn how to sell. Not
we'll,
because
it'll
we'll just make,
it back,
make you more money.
What's the number one thing we're going to
okay.
market is yourself. Right? Well, keep it going. So you have the two different types
yeah.
of marketing. Or
say one more last.
So two different types of sales, selling to every single variable or selling to the common denominator.
Yeah. Yeah. The common denominator would be people who are like you. Exactly. And so that's where you want to be. That's where you set yourself apart. That's where selling becomes easy, because you're no longer selling. Now you're providing the service. Now you're serving. You are, well, I'm assuming you have what you're selling. Hopefully. You know what I mean? So that's rule number one in sales. If you are selling something that you do not own, you are probably not going to be good at it. Because how could you convince somebody else to buy something that you don't own?
That's you're talking about like big ticket items, things like that.
Big ticket items, even small ticket items.
I believe in only, you know, if you're going to get into a business or right now I'm getting into certain business acquisitions. The only types of businesses that I invest in are things that I would buy myself, or even with stocks. You know, if you buy stocks, you're an investor.
Yeah.
You're investing in a company.
Yeah.
And some people, like day traders, they really like just go based off tickers and reading the signals and just riding trends. I don't believe in that. That's not my style. I'd rather just invest in a company that I agree with their fundamentals and what they're doing and their mission. And if it, you know, if they're going to provide value, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
David Kinder's
I like,
got a
like
comment.
That comment down there.
David, will you buy one eventually? Because there's a timing to that type
yeah.
of product. You may not pass
it. That's
you may not pass the suitability.
Yeah.
You may not be suitable.
Hey, it's funny. I stay away from those.
So for those that can't see it, we have a comment on the Instagram from a renowned CHP. You're going to be a CLU soon. Have you passed yet? Just a really incredible financial advisor. If you're not following Dynamic Advanced Wealth, go follow on Instagram. And he said you don't need an annuity to sell it well.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yeah, that is true.
But it does come. And I believe it comes easier.
Yeah.
And if you follow anybody in e-commerce or anybody that's in affiliate marketing, they will also agree that you might just disagree with this, but I personally don't want to sell things that I don't believe in, and I wouldn't use myself, because while I have sold many annuities, I don't own one yet, but I do plan to buy one eventually.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah, exactly. I feel you. I would, if it was a fit for me, then I definitely would buy one.
It's not a fit yet.
It's not a fit yet, but eventually it will be.
So we're talking tonight, guys. We're about to take a commercial break just to pay the bills. But we are talking tonight about what is the easiest way to wealth. And it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. I want to talk to you guys tonight about pursuing your purpose and working a path of life with the least resistance and the most enjoyment. But we'll come back right after this break, and then we can take some calls.
Let's do it.
You're listening to Money Jack.
Said I need dollar, dollar.
Are you are now listening to Money Talk Live
on the MSL Radio. Every Tuesday and Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tune in.
All right, we back.
What's up, man? You're listening to Money
right,
Talk.
We back.
You have the Prosperity Professor and All Heroes Don't Wear Capes. We're live on NS Fatherhood Radio. Guests can call
absolutely.
In 516-418-5805. Call in anytime to chat. We're live 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday Pacific times. And we just want to help you guys control your prosperity, control your finances.
Yes.
We come through with
yes,
strategies that your financial advisor does not and cannot legally talk to you about. But we want to make sure that you get every side of it.
Exactly, man. And so we are taking the opportunity today to basically talk about following your passion. And some people will argue that, yeah, I will follow my passion, but my passion doesn't really pay me enough. So I'm going to just need to work this job, right? And so I would say to that, that's obviously the wrong way of thinking, right? If we look at the grand scheme of things, man, typically this is a proven fact. Well, I don't know if it's a proven fact, but I'm going to call it a proven fact. Most people, if they like to do something, they normally do it well. They normally are really, really, really good at it, right? And more times than not, there's a way you can make an income out of that, some kind of way. There's always a way you can monetize something. Like all the time, people tell us this all the time, hey, man, you should be charging for the stuff that you guys talk about.
I get that all the time.
Like, I can't believe you do it for free. I've considered charging.
I don't want to.
But I kind of don't feel like it's right. I don't have to.
Know,
why?
I like meeting with the people
really,
that can't afford me, but I still give them, like I said, we give them stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because one day they will be able to afford you because you gave them something to help them. So it might not be a year from now, might not be 5 years from now, but 10, 15 years from now,
no,
might get a phone call. Hey, I hit the lotto. You remember that thing you was telling me about 15 years ago? Does it still
can I put $10 million in that? Well, let's see. Let's see if you qualify.
Yeah, we gotta see if you qualify, and we gotta follow TEFRA first. You know,
exactly.
We gotta break that thing up in some chunks, right? But definitely, man, following your passion, man, that's where your treasure is. That's where your money is at. Following your passion, doing something that you love to do. Because when you do something you love to do, it's not necessarily work anymore.
I gotta tell you, man, maybe that question, maybe 5-10 years ago. That question, that rebuttal, that rejection, that excuse that you just said might have held some water. The idea that I can't make enough money in what I do maybe held a little water 10 years ago when the internet was just slightly smaller.
Right.
But there's always opportunity. And the same is true now. And what I got to say, just from personal experience, is I like this is so cliche, but because it's work, it's social media.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you like something in this world, I promise you, there's about a million other people at least, a million
mm-hmm.
other people at least that want to
mm-hmm.
hear that too. We're getting in a call right now from, I believe it's Derek. Let's
All
hear
right,
it.
Well, let's patch him through.
Hey, you got Money Talk.
Talking about me?
Hello?
This is David Kinder.
Oh,
David Kinder. David, how are you?
All right, what's going on, David Kinder? How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing all right, but I just had to chime in on this topic here, guys. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic, man. This is an honor.
Well, David, thank you.
Do you believe that pursuing your purpose is a slower way to wealth, or...?
Well, filling or finding your passion had also better be a high income passion. Otherwise, if your passion is underwater basket weaving, I don't foresee a whole lot of future there. So really, it still has to make business sense.
Yeah,
that's what Brandon's saying. Though. Brandon is saying that even as small as your niche is, that it could be monetized and grown.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, I watched Steve Harvey's show. Of course, I don't know if that's still on. I think it's gone now. But, you know, he'll talk about, you know, whatever you can do for $10, you know, do it 10 times. Now you got $100. Now do that 100 times.
Yeah.
Now you've got 1,000. You know, that kind of thing. So you can scale certain things.
Yeah.
Might seem like the slow way to go. You know, it really depends. But to just follow your passion, well, what is it Steve Harvey says? He says, follow your gift. And your gift will make room for you.
Yeah.
David, let me ask you a question.
All right.
How early was it for you when you knew you wanted to be a life insurance agent?
I was just thinking to ask that same question.
Excuse me, buddy.
I literally wanted to ask, because I don't think anybody grows up wanting to sell life insurance for a living.
No, not at all. What are you supposed to say to that?
I know I didn't, but I love it now. Honestly, I love what I do. I literally love it.
It's kind of like you have to be indoctrinated. You have to be in it before you realize what the real potential is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on the outside looking in, you're like, really? Do I really want to do that? Who's going to buy it? You know, can I really help people with that? But once you're in it, and you're learning from some good people that are sharing their knowledge, and you realize all this stuff fits together, and you're starting to see the miracle of how everything, the synergy in everything, and you're like, wow, well, how come more people don't know about this? And then you also have to realize if more people knew about it, it wouldn't pay as well. So, you know, you have to take the good with the bad.
that is true. That is true, man. Absolutely.
But let me put it this way, just with regard to that, because I want to play devil's advocate. I want to share. I do believe, and maybe you just haven't seen this side of it. I do believe that whatever your goals could be or your passion could be, in nowadays world where people are getting paid millions of dollars to play video games on a Twitch stream. David, I'm gonna just play devil's advocate for you and just find where somebody's making money doing underwater basket weaving, because in this multi-universe, in this postmodern society, buddy, I'm gonna spend 5 minutes on TikTok and find you a whole hashtag.
Okay, on underwater basket weaving.
I'm sure it's an old
you know what, I wouldn't doubt if there's some sort of master course out there that someone is marketing that says, here's how you do underwater basket weaving. And hey, you know what, look, I'm a little bit older than you guys, so maybe my mindset's just a little bit different generation, because I don't search for that stuff. I barely have a TikTok account. I don't use it. I'm just on there.
Here's the wonderful thing. You don't need to search for it. Just by the very definition of us talking about it, it'll all show up on all of our timelines tomorrow about basket weaving.
It will. It will. Learn how to basket weave.
Technology is listening, that's for sure.
Yeah. Free ebook. That's exactly what free ebook.
David,
thank
you so much for your call, and I hope you do join us again. If you have any questions or anything at all, Brandon, maybe type it into the chat. 516-418-5805. This is Money Talk on NS Father Radiohood Radio and Instagram. We will be on Facebook and TikTok. Thank you, David.
All right.
Thank you, David.
Talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
Later.
Yeah, man. Awesome, man. So that's a vet in the game right there.
But I want to ask him too. We'll definitely have him. We're going to have him on the show, because I've actually just started doing some work with his firm, The Breakaway League, which is, as many agents might know, it's kind of an elite group of financial professionals, CPAs, and financial attorneys working together to help get their clients real solid control over their finances and out of the Internal Revenue System. And right now it's incredible program, and among the advisors, they have about $3 billion of their clients' money that will never be touched Never Be Graspable by the IRS, and it's a fun movement. So David, thanks for chiming in, and we're definitely looking forward to hearing more from you.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. And so we are following our passions, and we are basically sharing what our journey, and kind of just going from there, man. And so I asked David the question. I was like, I don't think anybody grows up wanting to be a life insurance agent, right? Ryan, I'm sure you didn't want to do that, or what you're doing now. Something that I never saw myself doing. But here's what kind of changed for me, and when I kind of fell in love with the business. It was the information that I fell in love with.
Mm.
Because I felt like the more information I got, the more free I became.
Mm.
Right? That was just one piece. The second piece of it was learning certain skills, personal development skills, communication skills that not only helped me be more successful in business, but also helped me be more successful in relationships outside of work, like in family.
I love it.
With just strangers and stuff like that. And so there is a strange sense of power, you know, confidence that came, that I got from doing this business and getting good at it. It's a certain level of confidence. Anytime you do something good, man, I feel like you're confident. Your confidence level just goes through the roof.
Well, Brandon, that's perfect timing, you know? Actually. We're just actually getting the lines are actually blowing up right now. I'm going to take the next. We have two callers on the line.
All right.
Oh, Rick, can you read David's comment while I do this? And I'm going to pull up this next caller is actually curious about, their own confidence, it seems. Let me pull it up.
Mm.
But David just said, he did want a Series 7 to be an investor advisor, but got an insurance license at the same time. Wow, so you switched over.
You switched over. You know what's funny is Rich, Ryan, one of my mentors, Rich, he got his Series 7 and was a stockbroker for Morgan Stanley. And he worked at Morgan Stanley. He was like, you know what? I'm not really digging this. But before he got his Series 7, there was a financial planner who said, maybe you should look at the planning side of the industry instead of more of the stockbroker side. You know, and so his story was, yes, he got his Series 7. He worked with Morgan Stanley, but he didn't like it.
Let me take this caller.
Take the call. We'll get back.
Hey, thanks for calling in to Money Talk. What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear Brandon?
Perfect. Who are we
talking to today?
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
I'm actually,
where are you calling in from?
I'm actually Ryan's sister. Calling
Rachel,
from San Diego. Hi.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling Money Talk Live.
Of course, yeah. So you guys tonight are talking about stuff that's actually just right up my, not necessarily my alley, but right up where I am at in life. I am a professional dancer, went to school for dance. It's my entire career, life, it's my soul. But I have yet to branch off and make money for myself through my movement. And Ryan was talking about the whole confidence and believing in yourself. And I don't think that that's necessarily my, like, step, like, that's not my holdback, but it's definitely the hesitation of, like, releasing the let go of, like, you know, making money, like, consistently with a, excuse my language, but a bullshit job that has nothing to do with dance. That's just, like, paying me a monthly, you know, monthly check, but to branch off and actually, like, release the hesitation of just making money through dance when I know I have the credentials and the background and the experience.
Right.
So, Brandon, I mean, this goes right back to it. I mean, is there a big leap from basket weaving to dancing to any niche? What are some ways, or what advice could we give to people that are between that gap where they're still within that W-2 salary? This is, I need this $3,000 a month, and because of that $3,000 a month, I'm scared of jumping off into the entrepreneurial world. Like, what would you, I mean, I know you've been there. We've had conversations about that. Like, man.
I've been there. I did it the wrong way, man. I should have not jumped directly into entrepreneurship. I probably should have transitioned slowly from a job instead of jumping just head first.
Sometimes
in it.
A deep dive is good.
Yeah, you either go learn to swim or you're going to drown.
Exactly.
And the good thing is, most of the time you learn how to swim.
You know what? That's really funny because it's my sister. I remember how she learned how to swim. She literally took her floaties off and jumped in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was following my brother. He's older.
So,
and
I mean,
like,
if
well,
that's not
swimming,
a metaphor
well, I can
for what
too.
You should do as an adult, I don't know what is.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But here's what I will say, because I'm noticing a trend, and I think we're lucky enough to be young enough and wise enough at the same time to see the trend of entrepreneurship. Like, that is going to be the way that we make money in the future. You know, a lot of people are becoming more wise as to understanding that a 9-to-5 job is only temporary. Maybe you can learn some skills there. Like, that's what I feel a job is for. A job is there to teach you some skills that you can now go out and create your own job. And so luckily we have social media, and social media is like worldwide. Like, I was just thinking this earlier today. I was talking with Ryan. I said, Ryan, you already know my goals this year, Ryan, as far as income, the level of income that I want to make this year. And I kind of started off like saying, man, I don't know if I can do it. And if this would have been 2 years ago, I would have never thought it would be possible. But because of COVID and social media and the way everybody's kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Evolving.
Oh God, that's
evolve,
the word.
Branching.
I was going to say, say Darwin. I was going to say Charles Darwin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give
me
some help.
Yeah. So you basically evolve, and now you have these systems such as social media where you could be monetized for just being really good at what you do or what your passion. There are 7 billion, would it be, people on the planet.
That's what I said today.
Yeah.
If you got a half a percent.
This is literally
people.
What I did with her today, man. I literally just did that.
Yeah.
I literally, yeah. Rachel, are you still on the call?
I am, yeah.
No, I don't know. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon, he's literally, did you hear what he said? If there's 7 billion people on the world.
There's 7 billion people are on the planet. If only 10% of them had internet capability and phone and social media, how many is that? I can't do the math in my head.
700 million.
Now let's take a percent, 1% of those people.
7 million.
That like dance.
True,
let's take one more percent of those, that 7 million, that like the style of dance, whether it's ballet or hip hop or whatever dance. Just 1% of those people.
Exactly.
That's, now what are we at? What, 700,000? 7,000?
The numbers go up exponentially when you invest in yourself. And that's just the message I want to get out. I think that's what David's saying here as well. Continue to invest in yourself with skills, save for a cushion, and that'll kind of help the transition of jumping. We only have a few more minutes left, and we got one more caller. I want to take this caller as well.
Awesome.
Let me see if once it loads up.
Thank you for calling in, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I appreciate you.
Bye.
All right, keep us posted. Hey, you're calling into Money Talk. How can we help you today?
Distinguished gentlemen, how are you guys?
Hey, what's up? Is this
Man,
Derek?
What's going on? What's going on? That sounds like Derek.
Yes, sir. It's me.
What's happening, man?
Hey, y'all got it.
How you doing?
Man, I'm so awesome I can't stand it, brother. You already know.
All right now. I know you is, man.
But
man,
hey,
you know what,
Derek,
I'm glad you called in.
Yes, sir.
I'm really glad you called in, man. Derek is one of the guys I met about what, 4 months ago?
Yeah. Yeah,
and your story is really, really unique. Your story actually inspired me to get more into real estate, man. Why don't you share a little bit about your background and your story and following your passion? I know you can speak on that.
Well, my passion, and I keep it short and sweet. You know, working in corporate is it's a rat race, but what we have to do as individuals, we have to – it's sometimes following your path or your passion is not a good thing. You just have to learn where you are so you can grow from there. And so once you grow from there, then you use the tools that are around you, and you use those to build yourself from where you are. So with the corporate W-2 that I have, I've used the tools that have been empowered within me instead of going outside and doing all this other stuff, but just using your current situation to go into a better situation and connect yourself with the right people. You know, people can tell if you got good intentions or not. And I feel like in this space, you know, I have connected with the right people, because if I don't know something, somebody else outside of, I'm so connected. Well, now if I got a question, I say, hey, Brandon, hey, Ryan, what you think? You know, and you guys have that outside ear and outside education from what I know. And so that's pretty much it in a nutshell, without just going like in a real, real deep dive. But it's just opening your mind to the different possibilities, and whether you want to do stock or real estate or just whatever you want to do, just open your mind up to different possibilities.
I think the connection we have with Derek is an interesting one, and I hope you don't mind me sharing a little bit, but this is kind of like the bigger picture of what Brandon and I are trying to build. Is not just a company where it's one transaction and then we're done. We want to help our clients win. We want our clients to make the most possible money that they could ever make, because that'll in turn, you know, it'll be a cyclical process where they'll need us again. We want our clients to win and be prosperous. And so that's why we're trying to give them, you know, the most unique strategies to get there. Most leverage on what they're doing. And so what ends up happening with me, at least with many of my clients, is I get invested in what they're working on. And it's from businesses, e-commerce sites, tax attorneys, or merchandise, restaurateurs, even people with Twitch streams that have called me. I love tuning into what my clients are doing and helping them grow and giving them strategies, whether or not they're things I can get paid on. But just, I want to see people win. And Derek was the same one. He came to us, I think to you, Brandon, originally, and was interested in the strategies that we teach. And then we actually learned what you are doing, Derek, some of the incredible real estate things out there in Alabama. Yeah. Like, boom, this is a no-brainer, right? And we both grew together. Our candles kind of started burning together brighter.
Absolutely.
And I've continued that process. It's been so much fun adding to all of our wealth by adding to each other's wealth.
Adding to each other. Because Derek, I've learned so much stuff from you. Like, you know, Derek originally reached out to me because he wanted to learn more about the strategies. But then I learned more about him and what he was doing. And I was like, man, that's originally why I got into my industry, was to do exactly what you're doing.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Right. And we had this conversation, and I still talk to Derek today. Me and Derek talk all the time, you know.
Right.
Just the level of knowledge that he has just in real estate is I'm going to say it's unparalleled.
That's your guy.
I'm going to say it's unparalleled. Unparalleled, man. Like, he
needed you
he
for what you do.
He gave me
the lead. I love it, man.
Yeah, man, because I was like, man, why am I not investing in, you know, multifamily properties or things like that right now? You know, I always thought it was like I didn't have enough money, right? Because my whole thing is like, man, I got to have enough money to invest. Because I want to pay cash for everything, do this, that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Derek showed a whole nother side of real estate investment for me to where it just made sense. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that, you know, I'm forever grateful for. But look at that, networking with other people, you know, building relationships, you know, mutually beneficial relationships to where we both can help each other win.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's exactly really what it's about,
that's,
man. You grow.
You're so right about that. You're definitely right about that, because you have to be careful with the people that are not bringing you value. You got to be careful about your circle, because some people are trying to set you up for failure and then charge you for it. But I'm not looking to charge anybody, because I feel like if you help others, you'll create an instant cycle and a better circle with the people that you have that's around you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Derek, thank you so much.
That's all it is.
We're going to have you back.
Right, no problem.
The time here, but we're going to definitely have you back for probably a whole show about wholesaling, because we want to bring those strategies to our listeners. We're on Instagram and Facebook at ZepProf30Professor. All Heroes Don't Wear Capes and NSF Father Radio. Thank you so much for calling, Derek.
All right, appreciate it. Y'all guys have a good one.
Thanks, Derek. All right, you too, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, talk to you.
So
look at that. We got more callers calling in.
Nah, man. We're almost out of time today, folks. But I just wanted to kind of wrap up and just see if there's any other questions on the stream. You know, if you guys are thinking about a niche or a particular passion you've always had, and you are wondering whether or not you can make enough money, or you're trying to monetize it, or you're looking for strategies to make that next financial step, feel free to reach out to us at All Heroes Don't Wear Capes or The Prosperity Professor, any social media platform that you like to use. We're on all of them.
Yep.
And like all we said earlier, we're not here just to sell you something. Our goal is to make sure you have control of your prosperity, no matter which way it comes.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. That's beautiful, man. What would you do if you were a... You know what I'm saying? That's why I always like to ask people that question. And what I mean when I say that is, why don't we just take something that is relatively everybody knows about, COVID. What if there was a cure to COVID and you had the cure for COVID? Would you keep it to yourself?
And it wasn't a conspiracy cure?
I beg your pardon?
It wasn't a conspiracy cure?
Say that one more time.
Right wing nuts. I don't know. I don't want to get too political, but I follow both left and right streamed media on all my social media because I like to see both sides.
Yeah.
If you want me to be politically transparent, I think they're all schmucks, and I don't like any of them. So that's the side of the fence I'm on. But I do follow it, and you know, I hear you, man. If we were able to fix your financial cancer, if you were walking down the street and I told you you got a hole in your pocket and you're leaking money, what would you do with it? Would you put the money in the other pocket, or would you just keep on walking?
Yeah. Exactly. And if you saw somebody walking with a hole in their pocket, dripping money out of their pocket, would you be the one telling that person that they have a hole in their pocket, or would you be the one picking that money up off the ground, not telling them anything?
That's gross. I never even thought of that part of the metaphor. That's awful.
Oh, yeah.
There's
only two types of people out there. People that would tell the person that they lose the money, and people that would not say a word.
I've never even thought of that side of the metaphor, bro. That just
That's what you got me for.
I don't know. I guess we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that, man.
I would have given your money back if you dropped it. We are the Prosperity Professor, and All Heroes Don't Wear Capes. Thanks for listening to Money Talk, guys. We'll be right
back here.
Thanks
for listening to Money Talk Live. One thing before we go. Ryan, the Prosperity Professor, and I are working on something huge. And when I say huge, I mean huge with a capital H, a capital U, a capital G, and a capital E. Well, I experimented with it a little bit today.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of messed up, but that's okay.
I think people are rooting for us too. They want to see us blow up, man.
Yeah, man. We gonna really do it, man. And man, y'all just keep watching. Y'all keep watching, man. We really building something special. We building a nice network of people, a nice community of people, and we just want to share with each other, help each other grow, and that's it. That's literally it. You feel me? And so with that being said, thank you for watching Money Talk Live Uncut. You can catch us every Tuesday and every Thursday at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. All right, for sure. Y'all be smooth. Love y'all.
Have a good night, guys.
Yo.